one-of-a-kind prints that tell a story. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Well, ever since the 1960s, Gemini Gel has been synonymous with fine art prints and print making in Los Angeles. From lithography and etchings to woodcuts and screen printing, this shop on Melrose Avenue does it all. And now a collection of its work is being honored at LACMA, which was the first to display its work years ago. Hunter Drohioska-Philp is with us for this week's Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
When you say printmaking, I think I know what you're talking about. What do you mean? What does that look like?
Well, you know, usually you think of artists making paintings or sculptures, and those are one-of-a-kind things. And then there is a centuries-old tradition of making prints, making etchings. And it sort of petered out, really, until the 20th century when it was revived in America. And Gemini Gel saw an opportunity here for working in that way with contemporary artists.
Tell us a little bit more, Hunter, about Gemini Gel over on Melrose and why they were so important to Los Angeles over the years, but especially in the 1960s.
Well, I love the story because these are four people who really just loved contemporary art and thought, hey, let's start a printmaking facility. And they didn't have particular training in this regard, but they got people and they put it together and they knew they had to invite artists who were a little bit better known than those that were then working in Los Angeles. So they invited first Joseph Albers, and then they invited Robert Rauschenberg and Jasper Johns. Now, these artists were just sort of themselves getting well known in New York, but they recognized that they were already not affordable to young collectors, as they were, in fact. So they printed these multiples and offered them to collectors as a subscription series. And the important part here is that the artists themselves were allowed to work for a long period of time to develop a kind of printmaking that, you know, probably was unprecedented.
Are some of the artists you just mentioned, are those the artists that are going to be on display, the works that are going to be on display at LACMA?
Yes, along with Roy Lichtenstein and David Hockney and, you know, artists we really associated with the 1960s. Now, these artists who came from New York then had to hang out in Los Angeles. They invited them with the promise they could be in L.A. in the summer, and they lived in New York in the winter, so that was an enticing proposition. And when these New York-based artists were here, they got to know the L.A. scene and the L.A. artists, and they brought word of those artists back to New York. So these bi-coastal relationships were established, and that's an important part of L.A.'s own contemporary art history. So you'll see those artists, and then you'll also see some L.A. people like John Baldessari has a great presence in the show.
The thing about prints is they're usually limited, obviously, limited edition, right? How many prints, on average, are made?
Each is different. Gemini Gel does not do prints in the editions of the hundreds because those would be considered sort of more like posters.
Yeah.
And the size of the edition to some extent determines the value. But they've made something like 2,300 prints over the course of their existence. I mean, LACMA's collection contains 500 series. And for this show, which originated at the National Gallery, it has been altered to include really pieces from LACMA's own collection, from Gemini's own collection. So it has a different presence. And when you walk in, you'll see one wall with nothing but one artist's work on it, like all the Jasper Johns numerals, or you'll see all the Lichtenstein pictures that were inspired by German Expressionist prints. So it's a very cogent presentation of what they've accomplished.
And Gemini Gel continues to support these artists, too, going forward, right?
I just was asked to write an essay about Tacita Dean, who's really known for her work in film. And she did this lovely print of the blue sky with white clouds. And it didn't seem to really make sense to me until I talked to her. I realized how that in itself reflected an entire filmic history in Hollywood. And that's on view right now at their Melrose Gallery.
All right. Hunter Drohioska-Philp. The serial impulse, by the way, at Gemini Gel is on display at LACMA through the end of the year. I think it goes through Monday, January 2nd. All right. Hunter Drohioska-Philp, this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.